a stranger came to town. All the people watched with wonder, and the tattered clothes gathered round and raised their eyes up from the dirt. And the stranger said to them, I have been upon the mountain. I have witnessed forces like cannons that can ram you to the ground.
Stand up on your feet. Your life is short as hell. You could be dead.
Robbed by self-pity. Look across the country. All the people with their dreams dead in their hearts.
All right, we're back. Centenary Radio. You know, where's that spirit that, you know, when I was a young boy and I heard these songs as a kid, man, the spirit that inhabited those people before us, we need it back. You know, may God bring this back, that hardcore, that it's okay to be white. It's okay to be into rock. Look people right in the face. Be proud of who you are. Be proud to be, you know, a gun owner, a veteran, an American, a patriot. And tell these FBI goons, you tell these people to shove it. You're not going to. No, not one more inch. I'm just so done. I'm just so done with this weakness that somehow this little old senile creep and old camel toe up there are going to try to strike Rachel Maddow, the transgender, and the rest of these people. Whoopi Goldberg are somehow going to strike fear into us. You're going to deprogram us. You're going to re-educate us. It's not going to happen. Look these people in the eye and tell them, no, you're the one that's under mind control. You're the one that needs to be re-educated. You're the one that needs to go to a fun camp. You're the one that needs to be eradicated because you're the cancer on this earth, not us. Protocol 10. Protocol 10 right here at the end. But you yourselves perfectly well know that to produce the possibility of the expression of such wishes by all the nations, it is indispensable to trouble in all countries the people's relations with their governments, so as to utterly exhaust humanity with dissension, hatred, struggle, envy, and even by the use of torture, by starvation. And this is in capital letters. You don't even hardly see this in the protocols. By the inoculation of diseases by want, so that the goyim see no other issue than to take refuge in our complete sovereignty and money and in all else. But if we give the nations of the world a breathing space for the moment we long for is hardly likely ever to arrive. You know, I'm looking at the word inoculation. Okay, and most of them throw together procedure by which the immune system is stimulated into producing protective antibodies, immunoglobulins to specific infective agents such as viruses, bacteria, blah, blah, blah. Well, here's the Britannica. Inoculation, process of producing immunity and method of vaccination that consists of introduction of the infectious agent on to an abraded or absorptive skin surface instead of inserting the substance in the tissues by means of a hollow needle as an injection. Of the common vaccines, only the smallpox vaccine is routinely inoculated. Okay? So you got the scrape and you got the jab. Mm-hmm. Now the jab, the needle is shooting in an operating system. Okay? Can get clip four ready. It's at the top of Rents right now. But I was watching a Lorraine Day video, which was really good, and she brought up some things where I've got to try to get to about the 2012 London Olympics. Oh, but anyway, let's play the clip right now that's up at the top of Rents. Go ahead and play it, Ken.
Even a vaccination, it's a genetic experiment. What do you think?
Yeah, so it doesn't really meet the criteria. But I suppose there are three waves of adverse events, right? There's the adverse events, which is more or less like anaphylaxis in the first week. Then these vaccines shouldn't be given in a second dose, you know? So I know they're planned a lot of them for two vaccinations. But the real adverse events will happen, whatever the mRNA is in the vaccine, that when the person comes across that, it could be in February, March 2021 or in a year later. That would be when in the animal studies, maybe 20%, 50% or all of the animals died. So I'm also saying that people over 80 who get these, between the combination of the first adverse events, which is about 2.5% in some vaccines, one in 40 people have adverse events where they are not able to function or work or live life normally. For the second vaccination, it could be one in 10. But for the over 80-year-olds or 75-year-olds, I would think that about 80% of them will have life-limiting adverse events or die when they come across the mRNA again. And for others, it's hard to know. It could be half of the people will be severely. And what it does is, this gene therapy or medical device is actually setting up an autoimmune disease chronically. That's what it's setting up. So it's a bit like injecting people peanuts, or, you know, but they don't know what it is. And then you come across something and then you go into your adverse events. And the adverse events is you start this, it's anaphylaxis first, the first wave, anaphylaxis allergic reaction, the second wave. But the third reaction, when you come across whatever the mRNA is against, you have stimulated your immune system to have a low-grade autoimmune disease, not immunity, to yourself, because the mRNA is expressing a viral protein. You make yourself a genetically modified organism. So the immune system is meant to push the viruses out or the bacteria, but you actually see it in your body, in your cells. The autoimmune disease is attacking yourself, low-grade. When you come across the virus, with say February, March, that stimulates the immune system to get rid of the virus. But then it suddenly sees that you have viral proteins in your cells and in your organs. Your immune system attacks your own organs. You then, after about a week of that, go into organ failure because your immune system is killing your own organs. And those patients will present as sepsis initially for another week or two, and then will die from organ failure. And why the elderly die is that if you have one or two comorbidities, the energy that the immune system requires to boost your immune system will make them very tired and exhausted. And then they just don't have the capacity, if they have underlying conditions, for the immune system. Well, you know, normally, because this mRNA is in every cell of their body, it's almost unstoppable, because each time they destroy, we'll say, the heart or the spleen or the lungs or the liver, the mRNA is expressing the protein in every cell. So just as a solution, what we urgently need is a repository of like every 1 in 100 or 1 in 200 files that are injected, especially into the elderly in the care homes. They need to be stored in a biorepository of the vaccine vials randomly, so that when the people start to die, we can actually see what is in this vaccine, or we should be doing it now. So that I am concerned that maybe there are multiple mRNAs in this vaccine and not just something for corona. You know, we should be sequencing the mRNA because if it was influenza as well or other viruses, we would be priming these people to the natural viruses that are circulating. So there needs to urgently be quality control random for doctors to be required to give 1 in 100 to a repository, and someone like me could forensically, you know, analyze what's in these vaccine vials so that when the elderly start dying, we will know, you know, we should be knowing now what's in them. So it's absolutely a dangerous gene therapy, should not be given to the elderly.
All right. Jeez. You know, 2 days ago, my aunt got this thing. I warned her, stay away from it. Her family. I don't know, man. It's so crazy to try to, and I'm the one that needs deprogramming, you see. I'm the one that's got to be reeducated because I'm believing conspiracy theories. Isn't that nice? Let's see here. Okay, another reason for the troop buildup. I'm just going down the list of my notes here. I'm trying to get through. I mean, I got so much here, but. Biden tries to disband the NRA. Okay. We see the whole thing with them going through this bankruptcy to get out of New York and try to open back up in Texas. And there are a lot of strange things going on with the NRA. Biden already said he's going to go after them. So what happens through some executive crap or something of this nature where they sick the feds on the NRA and shut it down? You got a lot of gun owners that are going to be pissed. This is a deterrent force when Biden or whoever he's acting for, you know, we know who it is, Jesuit Jew mob, but shuts down the NRA. You know, the Chinese want us to give us our guns too. We know, you know, the Marxist, wherever they are, anti-gun. So to protect the capital, the Congress being sent away, very, very strange. Is there a false flag planned? And they wanted all the Congress critters gone. I came up with this, and I don't know how. A false flag on the Supreme Court. Think about it. All the hostility right now to John Roberts and so forth and so on. What happens if the Supreme Court gets hit somehow? And then guess what? The Marxists get to nominate all new judges and they're all going to be radical nuts. That popped into my head the other day. I was like, holy crap. They could run a false flag on the Supreme Court. Disappear the present members down into some sort of dumb deep underground military base, and then you've got brand new Supreme Court. Let's see here. I wanted to talk about the Clintons, Kamala Harris. They're all dressed in purple. The day of the pseudo inauguration. Now, if you remember back to the day after, or within the days after Trump was elected, whatever you want to say, the Clintons both dressed up in purple. And Millennium Report and all these guys, they were talking about the purple revolution, a color revolution for the United States. Well, it just so happened, and I was looking at all the outfits and so forth, Kamala Harris and the Clintons were all dressed in purple. So the success 4 years later of the Purple Revolution, very, very interesting. Okay. Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez, the two Puerto Ricans, Roman Catholics, Lady Gaga, Stephanie Germanotta, Tranny, Roman Catholic Italian, Mike Pence, Roman Catholic posing as an evangelical, and Joseph Robinette Biden, second Roman Catholic American president, Nancy Pelosi, Roman Catholic Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, I have no doubt he's Roman Catholic, the House Minority Leader. So this is really a show of Vatican power. Leo O'Donovan delivered the invocation at Biden's inaugural. Guess what he is? Oh, a Jesuit. Jesuit priest. Isn't that nice? Kamala Harris. Okay. So I've already kind of covered her husband, Douglas Emhoff. Okay. American lawyer. Began his career as an entertainment lawyer. Managing director of Venables West Coast office and later became a partner at DLA Piper. Guess what he's a distinguished visiting professor at? This Jewish lawyer. The Jesuits Georgetown University Law Center. Isn't that interesting? Jewish son of Jewish parents Barbara and Michael Emhoff. Okay. Began his career at Pillsbury Winthrop's litigation group. Moved to Berlin and Rawlings and Badal, a boutique firm in the 90s. Opened his own firm with Ben Whitwell in the 2000s, which was acquired by Venable LLP. Okay, Venable LLP. And I decided to look them up. American law firm, one of the top 100. Founded in Baltimore, big headquarters of the Jesuits. That's where Pelosi's family comes from, the D'Alessandros. Okay. 800 attorneys. Let's see. Notable alumni and partners. Amy Berman Jackson. Oh. That's a judge over Roger Stone's case. Isn't that interesting, folks? Amy Berman Jackson. Asa Hutchinson, former governor of Arkansas and undersecretary of Homeland Security. Ari Schwartz, member of the White House National Security Council. Roger Titus, United States Circuit Judge. Birch Bayh. And I wonder if they're related to Evan Bayh, the other senator, but former senator of Indiana, where Mike Pence is from. Isn't that interesting? So these are notable alumni from this law firm. John Marshall Butler, senator from Maryland. Benjamin Civiletti, former U.S. Attorney General. Doug Emhoff, of course, all these magistrate judges, James Gerlach, former U.S. representative from Pennsylvania, Joseph Kaplan, Baltimore City Circuit Court judge. Just you go down the list here. It's a lot of heavyweight people from this law firm that are all big heavyweights in government. It's kind of interesting there, isn't it? Let's see here. So you got to prepare, and I was writing this down in my own notes. You've got to prepare for this powerhouse attorney, Douglas Emhoff, to be basically your president of the United States. Biden is gone, okay? We have to realize this. Think about it. Biden's already catching heat with the Hunter stuff and all his stuff. He's got articles of impeachment on him now, which will never pass the House. I get it. But I could see the media, they're already kind of going in on him, and he can't handle it. The 25th Amendment's ready. You're going to have this Emhoff character, and whoever's behind him, the usual suspects, they're going to be running this country. They're going to run the Cheka NKVD on us. Kamala Harris. She's half Indian from Hindu India. Now think about this. And she's from California. Okay? Kali is the black goddess of death of the Hindu pantheon. Now you have a half Hindu black female vice president about to be president. Think about the symbology. Kali, she's from California, the black goddess Kali. Now you've got the black goddess Kamala coming from California and representing death. So think about this, Trump. And these are in my notes here. Trump, the sacrificial wasp. Now there's people saying Trump's a crypto Jew and all that good stuff, but that doesn't matter. What is he symbolic to of the masses? He is the symbol of the white male, the alpha white male, billionaire businessman, blah, blah, blah. It's the imagery. Why do you think the rappers all used to rap about Trump? It's the imagery. It's the symbology. So Trump is the sacrificial, basically last gasp of the wasp, what they've done to him symbolically. Now, whether he comes back like the phoenix or not, like a lot of people think, that remains to be seen. I'm very skeptical. But Brennan, Mattis, McChrystal, all the Jewish mobsters on the left, they all love it. The white male down. The white male alpha down. Okay? You sacrifice the wasp. Afterwards, war. I played you the deprogramming re-education crap that's being impregnated into the dumbed-down masses right now. I was going to say dipshit, but you know what I'm saying. So it's going to be war on them, the white male, now even accentuated further. It was under Obama, the war on the white male very much accelerated. Now you've, with the police stuff, Ferguson and all that stuff, now it's the white male in general, not just the cop. We're moving to South Africa model very, very quickly. Okay? Kamala Harris will be the Mandela type figure, the Winnie Mandela figure here. I wonder if they'll start necklacing people. Merrick Garland, I covered him. Hardcore Jewish gun grabber. That was a Barack Obama Supreme Court nominee. Okay. So thinking at it like as a kind of the pessimistic view, Trump had to leave office so Warp Speed could go into Warp Speed. Trump, like him or hate him, I don't know if he was going to go along with the mandatory vaccination. Now, with the new Klan involved, look for the Fauci's little comments. Look for the vaccinations for them to try to make them go mandatory. Look, it's the guns and it's the jab. These are the lines that we cannot cross. And if it goes hot, it goes hot. But this thing looks like it's going to be a kill shot, folks. It looks like the Georgia Guidestones mechanism is coming into vision, and it looks like it's this shot. We'll see. The 2012 Olympics. Dr. Day mentioned this today. Whenever this interview went down. Think back to the 2012 Olympics and the images. type in 2012 Olympics predict coronavirus, and you will see with lights in the entire floor of the stadium what looks like the spike ball of coronavirus. I sent it out to a bunch of people today. I sent it to Ken and Hooley and Sean and John and all Lark and all these people, the nurses, the patients. Everybody's wondering. They're like, what the hell's going on? What's coming? Well, guess what? 7 years later, boom, COVID-19. And then the nurses, the hospitals, it all comes back. Okay. They were honoring the NHS in 2012. And then look, they made heroes out of all the medical heroes and all that crap. So that was predictive programming, and you know, people are latching on to this. Let's see here. So they're going to displace Joe Biden for Kamala Harris. They're going to go hard on Joe with all the scandals and so forth and so on. Let's see here. I got to kind of move on here. I got callers that are barging their way in here. But I want to get into this article real quick. Okay, and this was on Millennium Report. Here's why the powers that be made sure Trump would not win, even though he won by a record landslide, election psyop 2020, the well-hidden backstory. No one is ever selected by the puppet master to be POTUS unless they agree to carry out an essential piece of the agenda. Once they sign the contract to become president of the U.S. corporation, they work for the Federal Reserve, not the American people. So it's the foreign owners of the Fed who always choose the POTUS. However, that does not mean a POTUS, once installed in the Oval Office, cannot go rogue. JFK did just that. So did DJT. So this is another kind of angle here that, yep, Trump was chosen and so forth and so on, but he went rogue, okay? Tel Aviv betrayed Trump with a new deal with Biden, and so they threw him to the dogs. Sheldon Adelson, who's dead, by the way, at 87. Oh, just like Larry King died at 87, a nice parallel there. Sheldon Adelson and the mafia have no trouble switching sides for the winner by hook or crook. Pence and McConnell also betrayed Trump. It was as though Trump walked as Julius Caesar into the Roman Senate to be stabbed by death. Remember the play where the Trumpian figure was getting stabbed all in New York and when Trump first came into office? Isn't that interesting? Any deal Trump makes with the system or deep state will not be kept, and they're secretly talking about ending him forever. Okay. So, yes, he also had a highly secret contingent of military brass patriots begging him to run in 2015, but that was only to lure him out of his very comfortable life as a private citizen and successful businessman. So then everybody kind of piggybacked off of Information Liberation's Operation Trust article and said that Q was basically a Bolshevik 2.0 kind of operation where military brass posing as patriots kind of lure all of the suckers out into the open so the Red Terror could mark them and then peg them later for torture and death. And so whether this materializes here, we shall see. Okay? So who could resist the patriotic call of a powerful group of active and retired flag officers within the U.S. Armed Services who are justifiably horrified at the prospect of a Hillary Clinton presidency? And as Jerome Corsi said, they were about to do a coup on Obama, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We shall see you guys on the other side of the break, and we'll try to run through some calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
All right, we're back. Last half hour of the broadcast coming your way. Incendiary Radio, RBN, hoolisblog.blogspot.com. You can hear it in the morning, commercial free usually. So always go to Hooli's blog. He does a lot of good stuff over there. So let's run through some of these calls here. I got a lot to try to get to. Let's take Dave in New York. What's on your mind, Dave?
Hi, I don't know. What do you want to talk about? Well, here, let's talk about Biden in the old Oval Office and various scenarios that were presented with. But first, I think I saw this on the Marshall Report, and I think you mentioned it, that there was a truck outside there, out Biden's window, and there was a black SUV and another one. Now, you know, I thought, wow, why would they put a road right next to the Oval Office? I mean, that was really dangerous and not secure. But I looked through, and if you look in other like Trump photos and videos, you can see at the right angle, yeah, there is a road out there. Yeah. And I tried to look this up on the Oval Office being at the White House, but pretty sure, yes, there's always been for a long time a road right outside of there where they drive vehicles. And so this is not surprising at all. And the Marshall Report's trying to put out that they were using a set or something.
That's the point I was making as well. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So the Marshall Report is really questionable to me. And I was
saying this, that there's a ton of people saying all kinds of strange things, that there's that Biden's not really in there and all that stuff.
Right.
I mean, there's so much to try to wade through when you're digging around and
What I'm saying is I did a little analysis and I found out they're wrong about that. And then I think they showed another one where they showed Trump like in one of the windows there, and you know, while Biden's signing, I'm there. I don't think so. And I look back and, you know, you don't see it in the video.
The ability now to manipulate photos, the thing with Biden swearing in on the Bible with the upside down crosses. I mean, hell, anybody.
I didn't even see that. I looked for it. Is it?
That's floating around all over too. That, you know, he's on this big old family.
I don't know
Bible.
If it's real.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, if anything, with the deep fake technology, with the disappearing girls, with Obama disappearing when he's up there, I mean, it's just so nuts to even you know try to.
Well, that's the art of war. You confuse everybody. You confuse them, and stuff is coming so fast at us, we can't even check it out. But now this Simon Parks guy, you know, and the Catwoman and mating with them and everything. Well, okay, fine. Maybe he has a memory of this. His parents were, or his mother was, in the MI6, and relatives were in MI6. They could have exposed him to all kinds of weird things. I have a friend who had an experience.
They could have drugged him.
Right. And this is in his mind. I couldn't lie like he does. And he may be having a false memory or some kind of memory. Okay. So, you know, I just can't judge him out just because he's saying things like that. But I think that whole Trump coming back thing is part of a psyop. Now, Mary Fanning and Jeff Nyquist were on with Bannon Howes tonight, and Mary Fanning was talking about Biden and Obama. They opened up ports, and they didn't do security checks on the agreements, and they allowed Russia and or maybe China to come into Cape Canaveral port and Wilmington, Delaware port, so they could bring container ships in with these rocket nukes on them. I mean, so, and I think that's very real. And Jeff Nyquist is pointing out that, you know, the real thing is here to divide people up. This is all a plan of the communists, the Russian and Chinese coming in here, that has been established long back. So I think that is some really pretty solid information that they're giving out. And there's other stuff.
Listen to this, though. You could look at it like this. Trump being blackmailed by the container ship, you know, the container nuke.
Exactly.
Well, guess what? But that gives Trump an out to just go away and to not do anything and to leave his supporters hanging on the breeze. You see what I'm saying? If Trump's a black.
He's neutralized because he's already beat and he got they can blow up stuff all over the place. Yeah. So we don't know what's going on and we're not, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what else I have to say, but I would just say
you brought up a lot of good points and a lot of the stuff that's floating around out here that people have to try to wade through. So I appreciate you
trying to digest. How is your aunt doing right now after the shot?
Well, I talked to her yesterday. She said she felt fine, but I think it takes a number of days for this mRNA weapon system to start malfeasance within your cells and all that.
Well, let's hope she has long-term effects and she's already relatively old, so she'll never have them. All right. Thanks, Rob.
All right, nice talking to you, man. Let's take Mark in Texas. Greetings, Mark.
Hey, greetings, Roberto.
What's up, man?
And long-time listener, did you ever listen to Split Lip Rayfield?
What was that?
Split Lip Rayfield out of Illinois.
Oh, Split Lip Rayfield. Oh, yeah, I'm familiar, but not real familiar. Go ahead.
Hi, brother. Hey, just you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you.
You know, you were talking about the election in the first part and the steal. And when do you think, which got me to thinking, when do you think we had a real, honest election?
Well, that's completely debatable. It probably goes all the way back to who knows when.
Me give you an example. All right. 1912. The end of last century, we had Howard Taft. And he was against the Federal Reserve. He was running for his second term. He was a populist. And the so-called Republicans in his party started a new party called the Bull Moose Party Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah.
And split the vote.
Mm-hmm. Little Woody Wilson. Woody Wilson comes in with the
Federal Reserve. We got Woody. Man, my mother went to Woodrow Wilson High School. So, we love Woody, except he was a weak traitor.
Yeah, well, happened in 1913? You got the Federal Reserve Act, you got the founding of the ADL, you got the 16th Amendment, the income tax, and then you got the 17th, which put the election of senators in that so-called popular vote, which totally destroyed checks and balances where the legislatures could actually, the state legislatures could control their senators. Now they can't. Now these senators go up there and take money from all over the world, and then they just rape the people because they're not accountable to the state legislature anymore.
You're exactly right, brother. Man, you've been all over the map tonight and right on target.
All right, man. Well, hey, thanks for calling and thanks for listening. Take care of yourself. Let's take the hijacker. What's up, man?
Robert, thanks for taking my call. Always a great show. You rule Sunday night. You are the king of Sunday night. And so I'm kind of angry, Robert. So I've got I got 2 pages of notes, but only a minute or two.
Well, no, you're good, man. Hey, you're good. Let's flesh it out, man. What you got?
Yeah. I actually want to talk to you a little bit tonight. And so we're talking about the honor and the death of the United States military and the esprit de corps, the United States Marines. So at the core of what we're looking at, Robert, is we're looking at the highest levels of the United States military. I'm talking about the Joint Chiefs of Staff and all those particular generals.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. They sold out. They know they know the election is fraudulent. They know basically, think about it, Robert. You're a Marine. You're an ex-Marine.
Yeah.
The Joint Chiefs of Staff, the highest level in the military, has now installed a basically 80-year-old senile pedophile who's a communist Chinese agent.
And look who's right behind him, Kamala Harris, San Francisco Marxist nut, with a Jew husband.
Right. That's right. Who's not even, she was an anchor baby. She was born here. They came to the college over here, her parents. She grew up to about 6 or 7 years old. Then they took her to Canada. That's all the American that she is. She's an anchor baby. A black female, not even a black female communist, sort of a Hindu Indian female communist.
She's half black, half Indian, Her dad's Jamaican.
Right. So what we're looking at is that 39 men basically, gave birth to the Republic, and these 8 guys of the Joint Chiefs of Staff signed off on this letter and turned over the United States government to basically a communist infiltrator, operative.
Well, Jesuit. Joe Biden's always been a Jesuit operative. He's a Jesuit killer, but now he's senile. But think about this: within the next 2 years, when they inoculate these troops with this death shot, what's that going to do to our military readiness?
Well, not only that, Robert. This is what I'm saying. I'm saying that what we're looking at is a military coup. along with the CIA of the United States, and that basically they know that the number one threat to the United States is the United States military. So they're not even going to wait a year or 2 years. They're getting ready to slam the United States military. And as a Marine, I wanted to ask you before I hit my other points, what happens when a war with Iran happens and the United States military gets slammed into a ground war in Iran? Will the United States military, the 3rd Armored Division, will they not get ground up into Iran, who's been preparing deep bunkers, deep tunnels, waiting for this invasion for the last 40 years?
Well, I tell you what, I personally, one positive I'm looking at here is with these two in charge, you're going to see a lot of troops that are unwilling to go to battle with these two at the helm, which, remember I said, if they really wanted to go to war, the troops that follow a guy like Trump, what, with Biden and Harris and everything that's transpired over the last year or two, I'll tell you what, if these kids are 18 and 19, though, a good portion of them, whether their NCOs are worth a crap, I don't know, and their staff NCOs, but that's the backbone of the military, is your staff NCOs and your NCOs, not your officer corps. Nobody likes the officers.
Well, notice how they turn their back, Robert.
Right,
notice how they
right.
all turn their back
right.
on
so
the Biden coming down
there's
Pennsylvania
some, there's
Avenue.
Some, yeah, there's some brightness here that could happen if these two knuckleheads try to send us to a war. I don't know how many people are going to say shove it and court-martial me. That's not happening. So I
well,
hope.
Here's my bigger point, Robert.
Yeah.
Robert, here's my bigger point, is that you're a Marine. You swore an oath. You know what Milley and all the Joint Chiefs of Staff did. They committed open treason, putting this pedophile. Basically, they basically announced that the United States military is a satanic, pedophilic, criminal enterprise that traffics in women and children. With the big bankers. And so, you know, because these people did sign that letter, those eight individuals, how long is it going to take for the real patriots and the real lieutenant colonels, lieutenants, generals, basically to say, you know what, we're going to get rid, there's going to be a counter coup of the military. I mean, I personally think that these eight individuals, I don't think they're going to be alive in 2 years. I think there's going to be a divine curse on them. They're going to die by cancer or heart attack or
well, you know, they're not going to take the jab. They're going to take saline. They're not going to take the real jab. So
no, what I'm saying is there's a counter coup in the military.
Right.
I'm saying they're about to get tracked.
You can hope for that because these guys have really showed their rear end on this one. And This is a sophisticated psychological warfare operation we're seeing here, and this is dystopian novel level nuttiness.
Yeah, and then one other point, one or two other points, real quick. It'll take me 30 seconds. You know, I've analyzed why Trump basically walked away, and I know he wasn't a coward based on all his words in 2016. And, you know, he didn't do it because of that. He could have protected his family by putting them in deep underground base, and he could have held power. But it looks to me the reason why Trump basically walked away is that he knew the military was basically compromised, mm-hmm. That these Bolsheviks, which, by the way, there is a parallel in Russia where the Bolsheviks take over, and they took the Tsar Nicholas, and they put him in, they ostracized him and took control of him, sort of like Trump, and with the top 10 administrators of Biden are dual citizenship of the Zionist. So there is a parallel. But at the end of the day, you know, I talked to my son, and I said, why did Trump do what he did? He actually betrayed us. He knew these people. He knew the power he was giving them. And I think at the end of the day, Robert, he knew, I think he was shown video of CIA operatives with nuclear bombs in places like Chicago, L.A. They were going to go dirty bombs. They were going to cut, hack, slice, bomb, assassinate, set off nuclear power plants, whatever they had to do to keep control. And I think President Trump realized, wait a minute, the best thing I can do is walk away. And that's what I really think happened with President Trump.
I hope that's what happened, because there's another part of me that says that that's not what happened and he was just playing his role and blah, 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 blah. We'll see. That he's the sacrificial wasp like I was talking about earlier, the last gasp of the symbolic white male in the United States. I just don't know. But I know that that's what, right. You know, that's what he's the symbol of right now. So.
Yeah, well, I really think that he was confronted with video of a guy in Chicago showing the World Trade Center or the Sears Tower, where he had a nuclear device, and they went and they go, this is the real score, President Trump, that these people can set these bombs off, these dirty bombs off. They're going to start assassinating. But it was my last point is, Robert, it does look like we're getting ready to go to the rise of criminality. I'm really thinking because the
let me ask you this. Why do you think they still want to impeach him after he walked away? Just to prevent.
Well, did you hear what John Roberts said? John Roberts says, you know, the Chief Justice has to reside over the thing there. John Roberts says he's not going to do it.
Yeah.
It's over. Yeah. Trump may have cut a deal. He may have cut a deal at the end. But anyways, the rise of criminality, once we realize that this is all over, and this has to do with biblical, we saw the rise of the white horse that went out with a crown and a bow, and he basically conquered and to conquer. And we watched that with the coronavirus. 186 nations all basically kneeled. Now the rise of the red horse who goes out with, in other words, he takes he takes peace from the earth so that men kill each other, and he comes
out with a great sword. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So what we're looking at, I think, Robert, is the rise of the military and the police units going rogue. They're going to start taking banks. They're going to knock over Brink trucks. They're going to get the rich man. I think we're just on the verge of a revelation-type scenario. But
speed, brother. All right, I got two callers left, man.
Okay, Robert. Very thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
No problem, man. No problem. Always like when you call in. All right, we got two callers left in about 7 minutes. Richard in Austin, what's on your mind, Richard?
Hey, Robert, how's it going? I just want to say real quick, this has really put world's religions in total crisis that they can never recover from, just like 9/11. I keep thinking that all the religions of the world are going to come together and say, we got to stop these globalists. They're violating our temples. They're literally injecting the Borg into our bloodstreams from your aunt to my mother. Even though I told my mother everything she needs to know, she still took her. I don't know if she's partly senile now. She still had to go down there and get it. The point I'm making is religions will never be the same anymore because our youth are looking at them literally bend over backwards to please the globalists. So we can talk about Trump all day, Alex Jones, or RBN or GCN, but the religions were supposed to lead this charge. And Steve Pikenik even said, oh, we got Black Robe Regiment coming in. Those were the leaders in the Revolutionary War. But all of them have not only stood down, they've laid down and bared their naked butts like them pink-butted chimpanzees or whatever gorillas are in Africa and made themselves very penetrable. And now, here we are, literally being sucked in to this machine, because once this vaccine hits your bloodstream, you're done. So I don't know what we're going to do. We're done, man. It's like, Dr. Deagle has products that can reverse this kind of stuff, but most people ain't going to take it because they're dumbass doctors. Ain't going to tell them to take stuff that can remove toxins. So I don't know what we're going to do. Only thing I can say is all of your listeners have to start going to their church, and instead of going down there with patriots to the capitals, they need to take their churches to the capital. And don't be bombarding, breaking windows and running over cops. Just stand in the word of Christ or whatever their religion is. I don't even care. All the religions, if they all stand together, they can defeat this evil. If we all just pray together, they say that positive energy overrides, we'll just say evil. But we can't even get them to do that. They just lay down like naked butted.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, they're also mad.
Yeah. All right, well, I got one caller left, Richard. Thanks for
all right.
the All right, man. Take care of yourself. It's a wild days to be here. Chris in Vegas, you can ride it out till the end of the broadcast. What's on your mind, bro?
All right, Robert, you touched on it earlier. The bar is a warring organization of undercover secret agents to destroy this country. Trump is not a bar member. That's part of the whole animus they have against him because they have no control over Trump. They don't have any dirty this and that they can hold over him like they do half of them in D.C. in the swamp. It's just absolutely insane. I did watch, I think, George Webb and Addy and some of those guys over there. They're claiming that this is a faux White House where Biden is doing his pseudo-cast from. And, of course, stealing an election doesn't make him anything real. Nobody has any respect for this criminal, this Chinese sellout. And I think this is going to be the end of the republic if we don't turn this crap over. And maybe military taking over for the time being, holding the elections, is the solution to restoring true American republic to this country. God bless America. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Like the hijacker was saying, the top echelons of the military are a bunch of dirtbags, just like anything else. And Kamala Harris is, of course, his bar member, and her husband Douglas Emhoff, high powered bar. So these are your presidents and co-president coming our way. Biden's about to get jacked and tossed under the bus. The media's already coming at him. And so this is what we're looking at. Who the vice president will be remains to be seen. Very fascinating, but I could see them trying to bring some figure out of the woodwork of the Pentagon to be Harris's vice president to give her some sort of optics as far as managing the military as a commander in chief. That's what I'm seeing right now. I don't see Biden in the picture very long, so you're going to have this Jewish character, Douglas Emhoff. We're gonna have to do some real watching and digging on this guy because this is the really the ascension of Jewish power. It's complete solidification over the White House with him being the first husband right on the horizon here.
Anybody that's in the bar is a seditious underminer, a saccharine miner that have been destroying this country since it was started, since Alexander Hamilton. God bless America, Robert. Thank you so God very much.
All right. See you, man. So we're looking at Biden signing executive order to begin testing COVID-19 vaccine passports. See, this is how they're going to suck a ton of people into the shot, is to say, look, if you want to go to the Dominican Republic, if you want to go to Europe, you want to go to Mexico, you got to get the shot. So these people that are addicted to travel, this is going to be a big way to suck them into getting it so they can start their little life again so they can go travel again. All right, the end of the broadcast. I had some things that I wanted to cover, but I'll try to get them in there next week. Take care, folks, and be ready.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.